2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12:01, and today is Friday, November 20th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Beautiful sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City, but a bit crisp, 42 degrees.
Emergency traffic due to a crash on I-15 in Weber County. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour. We continue to follow a developing story in Salt Lake City where a gas station went up in flames this morning, sending a huge plume of smoke into the sky that could be seen for miles. Propane tanks added to the danger of the situation. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson joins us live with the update. Paul?
And Maria, investigators say the blaze started around 8:30 this morning. They're not sure what caused it or where exactly it started, but flames were happening both inside and outside of the Capital Mart convenience store on 1700 South, 900 West. The big concern, of course, were the gas pumps outside, but officials say crews were able to keep the flames away from the pumps before any serious problems happened. Nobody was inside, and luckily nobody was hurt, but the threat from the gas pumps was serious enough that they had to bring in several different fire crews to knock the blaze down. So far, nothing to indicate that the fire was suspicious. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Two people accused of shooting a man to death in West Jordan are in jail this hour. Police say witness descriptions led them to Jayton Merrill and Sarah Lobato after the man was found dead yesterday morning near 70th South and 5200 West. The victim has been identified as Raymond Ortiz from Santa Rosa, California. UDOT is introducing some new potential plans to help reduce the traffic that streams up and down Little Cottonwood Canyon, including the possibility of a gondola or a small train. We get more now from KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
There would be 1,500 parking spots at the base loading station at Lakai, where people could travel up to Snowbird or Alta. Project manager Josh Vandra explains the gondola,
which would carry 35 passengers per cabin, and a new cabin would depart every 2 minutes.
And the cog rail.
It actually has a third center-mounted drive wheel that engages with a third track, a tooth engagement system.
These two options join three others in the draft environmental impact study. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Our top national stories this half hour from ABC News. President Trump will meet with Michigan's House Speaker and Senate Majority Leader at the White House today to talk about the election and any recourses the president feels he has moving forward. Democratic leaders in Michigan, including Representative Debbie Dingell, have been very vocal about their disapproval of the meeting.
The president is trying to, I don't know what word to call it, is it cheat his way to victory by pressuring local officials.
In Wisconsin, their election recount is underway with President Trump objecting to the counting of absentee ballots received without a written application on file. The recount in the state's largest counties will be live streamed on the internet. In Georgia, top election officials say they prematurely announced Joe Biden had won the state because not all the results had been publicly posted. But Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says when they officially certify the vote, the result will be the same with Biden in the lead. President-elect Joe Biden is celebrating his 78th birthday by holding meetings with leaders of the Democratic Party.
The president-elect will be spending his 78th birthday, which happens to be today, here in Delaware, meeting with the leaders of his party. This is the first time he's sitting down with the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. So there's a lot to discuss. This is the first time they're sitting down since the election.
ABC's Faith Abube reporting from Wilmington. Police in Los Angeles say they're going to have to start cutting jobs. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
Over the summer, amid calls to defund the police, the LA City Council voted to cut the LAPD budget. Now, amid current budget problems linked to COVID-19, Chief Michael Moore is making cuts. In an internal memo obtained by ABC News, the chief says specialized units will have to be shuttered, including the sex assault section that has investigated high-profile cases like Harvey Weinstein. Other LAPD units are being cut way back, plus police will stop responding to some car crashes and minor incidents. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Excuse me, Alex. The Postal Service says they are hiring more seasonal workers and expanding Sunday delivery and even Christmas Day delivery in some cities. They expect this season to be their busiest ever for mailing gifts and cards. Therefore, they are encouraging people to mail things early this year. Two more ski resorts in Utah open today. Park City Mountain and Brian Head both started running the lifts this morning. For now, Park City Mountain will only be open to pass holders and reservations are required. Brian Head is open to everyone without reservations. Both mountains have detailed plans on COVID-19 safety on their websites. Now, we also got word a short time ago that Snow Basin will open Friday, November 27th. Brighton was the first resort to open in the state. Plans are already being made for a different-looking Groundhog Day in February. Organizers say Punxsutawney Phil will predict if the spring will come early or winter will last longer, but there won't be the usual crowds at Gobbler's Knob. Coming up on KSL, the Utes and the Cougars are anxious to get on the football field this weekend. We have a live interview, plus a look at your noontime drive.
A crash with injuries blocking the left lane of traffic northbound I-15 just after Riverdale Road. It's got emergency traffic delays back to Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:06.
This, talking about American exceptionalism. A lot of Americans just don't believe in that anymore.
Here's Lloyd Matheson.
We are exceptional. We're a nation formed on an idea,
on a set of principles.
Inside Sources,
11 to noon on KSL News Radio,
Utah's all-day companion for news.
You know, it's recommended in these uncertain times that you have at least 3 months' supply of emergency food for each member of your family. But where do you go when you're ready to buy your emergency food supplies? ReadyWise, the leader in emergency food supplies. They're here to help you get prepared in a wonderfully delicious way. Their meals have a 25-year shelf life and are super easy to prepare. Just add water. And the best part? The taste. The time is now to provide you and your family with a peace of mind that you'll have food during hard and uncertain times. And here's how to do it. Use code KSL15 to get 15% off your order. Demand is high and the supplies are limited, so order today at ReadyWise.com or call one of their dedicated product specialists to help you prepare your family based on your needs. Call 855-95-READY. That's 855-95-READY or 855-957-3239. Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or cramping in your feet or hands? You're not alone. Over 20 million people suffer from these symptoms and don't know where to turn. If this sounds like you, you may have peripheral neuropathy. According to the Mayo Clinic, neuropathy can lead to toe, foot, and leg amputation. Thankfully, there is a new treatment option that doesn't involve masking your pain with mind-numbing drugs. Schedule a complimentary nerve damage screening and discover the latest treatment options for your numb, tingling, or painful feet and hands. Patients are shocked that they haven't heard about this new treatment before. Finally, you have a choice besides taking drugs or living with your pain and numbness. Whether you've suffered for years or just started feeling a little numbness or pain, you owe it to yourself to get this life-changing information. Appointments are limited. Call Dr. Tyson Bradford now to schedule your complimentary nerve damage screening. Call 385-375-7591. 385-375-7591.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top local story this half hour. We continue to follow a developing story in Salt Lake City where a gas station went up in flames this morning, sending a huge plume of smoke into the sky, and it could be seen for miles. ESPN is reporting that former BYU quarterback Taysom Hill will start for the New Orleans Saints on Sunday. Plus, both Utah and BYU have home football games, fingers crossed. Joining me with more on the busy sports weekend is KSL News Radio sports director and co-host of KSL's Unrivaled, Alex Keery. And Alex, first of all, tell us about Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill is the second highest paid backup quarterback in the NFL, Maria, which means if you're going to get called upon, you better be ready to start. And he apparently is getting that start, according to ESPN, and multiple sources saying that he's going to get that spot. Now, last week, Jameis Winston came in when Drew Brees got hurt and had those. Now they've confirmed 5 broken ribs and a collapsed lung. Mm-hmm. They think he's going to be out at least a couple of weeks. And New Orleans is saying that they're looking to start Taysom Hill this week. And I think that's because last week they had a certain game plan, and Taysom Hill fit into that game plan a certain way. Sure. And Jameis Winston was the backup for the week. And so I think with extended time, what we're hearing is, with that extended time to be able to prep for teams week to week, they've said it in the past that Taysom Hill is their backup quarterback, and so now they've already put their money where their mouth is. Now they got to put the quarterback where the money is. So hopefully, with his first career start on Sunday, we'll see how he does.
Okay, so BYU and Utah both have home football games. Start with BYU and tell us about that game.
So BYU is playing North Alabama, and it's not one of those games that you know a lot about because no one knows very much about North Alabama except for they're an FCS team. They're not at the highest level of college football, and they're also 0-3 this year. And so this team, who BYU's never played before, is coming to Provo. BYU is a 47.5-point favorite. So you have a lot of people still saying, how can BYU stay relevant when they're playing kind of, their lowest-level opponent for sure. But this was one that was on the schedule from way, way back. So this was one of the original games they had planned for, an already difficult schedule this year. And, of course, COVID hit. But North Alabama, you're going to see a lot of points scored against this team in Provo. And it's not going to be a fan situation again at the stadium. They are going to have some family of the players and coaches that are able to attend the game, but none of the 6,000 fans that we've seen in some of the past games. But BYU expected to roll, Maria. The question is, how long does Zach Wilson stay in? And how many points does BYU put up? Because style points matter at this point. They're 8-0. They're trying to go 10-0 on the season. And whether or not another game gets added, we still don't know yet.
Okay, we're running late. I'm keeping Ricky waiting here. But are the Utes actually going to play this weekend?
Listen, it's this time every week that we found out that they weren't playing. So no news right now is good news. So I guess stay tuned because this is the hour that we found out both of the last two Fridays that the Utes weren't playing. But I expect that USC and Utah are going to go off tomorrow without a hitch.
I'll talk to you again in a minute from Macy's. And KSL News Time is just past 12:09. My apologies there. Let's check your traffic and weather together. It's sponsored by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Ricky, I just needed a second to talk about something a little more positive, and football's a little more positive. But you have an emergency traffic situation. What's going on?
We do. This is in Weber County. A crash with injuries northbound I-15, not far from Riverdale Road in the Weber County area. A tow truck is on the scene, so it's in the final cleanup stages. But with that left lane blocked, it has caused stop-and-go delays now back to Sunset. So we are actually seeing a little bit of improvement on the delays it was causing. The rest of your Valley freeways, including I-15 all the way through Utah County, is in good shape. We've had trouble in traffic in West Valley, northbound Mountain View Corridor at 6200 South. After 50 years in business, Northern Utah's bright spot, Century Lighting, is closing their doors. Through November 30th, save 60% on in-stock items. Century Lighting in Ogden, Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's check the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Highs up to 50 degrees today and partly cloudy skies. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And it's a bit nippy in downtown Salt Lake City, only 44 degrees. And let's go back out to Alex Curry, who is out at Macy's this afternoon. Alex?
Hey, Maria. Yeah, I was just chatting with one of our listeners here who came in. He's looking for the ultimate fan box at the Macy's. Of course, we've been hiding an ultimate fan box with BYU swag and a couple of gift cards to Macy's all season long at the Macy's, where we've been hanging out. Look, we're sitting in the back here at the Orem Macy's, State Street, 8th North. You know where this one is. It's one of the bigger stores that they have. Scratch-made bakery items. Awesome. They're individually wrapped up, so you don't have to worry about it. I mean, they've just taken care of everything safety-wise here in the store. Lots of giant, big open spaces for you to get your shopping done. And of course, with Macy's, your tailgate that has become an at-home tailgate now this year, all starts at Macy's. They also have, I saw the briskets out. They laid the briskets out. They have smoked meats, ribs, brisket, pulled pork, all sorts of good stuff to get your party started right. Fresh fruits and vegetables, pre-made party platters. So come on down to the Macy's. We're here at the one in Orem with an ultimate fan box hidden somewhere in the Macy's store here in Orem, 8th North and State Street. Come down and see us.
Missing teeth and dentures come with all kinds of inconveniences. There's the glue, the glass by the side of your bed, along with a lifetime supply of Efferdent, and an occasional embarrassing moment that you really don't need. All that can be fixed in one day. At Stubbs Dental, in one day, you can toss your dentures and have a full set of functioning, permanent teeth that will take your life and your smile to a whole new place. What a great way to take a bite out of life without the worry. Stubbs Dental is Utah's leader in implant dentistry with an expert team of doctors and oral surgeons. Right now, get 20% off your same-day smile or all-on-4 procedure and a complimentary, no-obligation consultation. Stubbs Dental will change your life permanently. To find out more about your same-day smile or all-on-4 procedure and locations, visit StubbsDental.com or call 385-337-4936. That's 385-337-4936.
Stay up to date on all the day's breaking news. All you need to do is text us the word news to the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. Then when news breaks, we'll text you. KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A close call for fire crews as a gas station catches fire in Salt Lake City. Crews say they were lucky they were able to stop the flames before they reached the pumps. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, two more ski resorts in Utah open today. Park City Mountain and Brian had both started running the lifts this morning. Third is a look at your noontime drive, and it's sponsored by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Here's Ricky Meese.
It's in the cleanup stages, but we still have some backups northbound I-15 due to this crash. Not far from Riverdale Road in Weber County, they have been blocking the left lane of traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy skies are up to 50 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 44 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And it's time now for the KSL In-Depth. President Russell M. Nelson of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints released a message today of hope and healing for the world. Joining me here in studio is Boyd Matheson. He is the Deseret News Opinion Editor and the host of KSL News Radio's Inside Sources. And boy, we need some good heart-lifting messages this time of year, Boyd. Talk about the purpose of this message.
You know, this is a very inspired and inspiring message from President Russell M. Nelson, and very intentional, not just a good holiday message. This is him acting in his role as president and prophet, not just as a message to the people of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. This is his message to the world, and is focused on this whole idea of how do we actually heal in the midst of all the challenges that we face right now.
Well, and I'm like I said, we all need some heart-lifting, heartwarming messages. Let's go ahead and listen.
As a doctor, I know the value of good therapy. So, dear friends, may I prescribe two activities to help us experience the healing power of gratitude. During my 96 years of life, I've seen a Great Depression, a world war, the rise of terrorism, hunger, and poverty throughout the world. I have also witnessed the advent of space travel, the internet, medical advancements galore, and countless other discoveries that delight me. Prior to my ministry, I was a cardiovascular and thoracic surgeon and spent many hours in operating rooms. As a surgical resident, I was one of the research team that developed the first heart-lung machine to be used in a human open-heart operation. Subsequently, I had the privilege of helping to save lives of hundreds of patients. And sadly, I watched other patients die despite my best efforts. As a man of science and as a man of faith, the current worldwide pandemic has been of great concern to me. As a man of science, I appreciate the critical need to prevent the spread of infection. I also honor the devoted service of healthcare professionals and grieve for the many whose lives have been upended by COVID-19. As a man of faith, however, I view the current pandemic as only one of many ills that plague our world, including hate, civil unrest, racism, violence, dishonesty, and lack of civility. Skilled scientists and researchers are laboring diligently to develop and distribute a vaccine against the coronavirus. But there is no medication or operation that can fix the many spiritual woes and maladies that we face. There is, however, a remedy, one that may seem surprising because it flies in the face of our natural intuitions. Nevertheless, its effects have been validated by scientists as well as men and women of faith. I'm referring to the healing power of gratitude. The book of Psalms is filled with admonitions to express gratitude. Here are just three of them. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Come before his presence with thanksgiving. Jesus Christ frequently expressed gratitude. Before raising Lazarus from the dead, before miraculously multiplying loaves and fishes, and before passing the cup to his disciples at the Last Supper, the Savior prayed and gave thanks to God. No wonder the Apostle Paul later declared, "In everything, give thanks." Over my 9.5 decades of life, I have concluded that counting our blessings is far better than recounting our problems. No matter our situation, showing gratitude for our privileges is a fast-acting and long-lasting spiritual prescription. Does gratitude spare us from sorrow, sadness, grief, and pain? No. But it does soothe our feelings. It provides us with a greater perspective on the very purpose and joy of life. Nearly 16 years ago, my wife Dancil and I were sitting on the sofa holding hands while we watched television. Suddenly, she collapsed. Despite being well trained to treat the very thing that ended her life, I could not save my own life. Dancil and I were blessed with 9 daughters and 1 son. Tragically, I have lost 2 of those daughters to cancer. No parent is prepared to lose a child. And yet, despite these and other difficult experiences, I am incredibly grateful, eternally, for so very many things. I'm grateful to God for the nearly 60 years Dancil and I shared together, for a lifetime of love and joy and cherished memories. And I thank him for my wife, Wendy, whom I met after Dancil's passing. Wendy now fills my life with joy. I am grateful to God for the years I had with my 2 departed daughters. This father's heart melts when I see attributes of those girls in the precious faces of their children and grandchildren. We can all give thanks for the beauties of the earth and the majesty of the heavens that give us an inkling of the vastness of eternity. We can give thanks for the gift of life, for our amazing bodies and minds that allow us to grow and learn. We can give thanks for art, literature, and music that nurture our souls. We can give thanks for the opportunity to repent, start over, make amends, and build character. We can give thanks for our families, friends, and loved ones. We can give thanks for the opportunity to help, cherish, and serve one another, which makes life so much more meaningful. We can even give thanks for our trials, from which we learn the things we would not know otherwise. Most of all, we can give thanks unto God, the Father of our spirits, which makes us all brothers and sisters, one great global family. As a doctor, I know the value of good therapy. So, dear friends, may I prescribe 2 activities to help us experience the healing power of gratitude. First, I invite you, just for the next 7 days, to turn social media into your own personal gratitude journal. Post every day about what you are grateful for, who you are grateful for, and why you are grateful. At the end of 7 days, see if you feel happier and more at peace. Use the hashtag GiveThanks. Working together, we can flood social media with a wave of gratitude that reaches the four corners of the earth. Perhaps this will fulfill, in part, the promise God gave to Father Abraham, that through his descendants, all families of the earth shall be blessed. Second, let us unite in thanking God through daily prayer. Jesus Christ taught his disciples to pray by first expressing gratitude to God and then petitioning him for the things we need. Prayer brings forth miracles. In that spirit, I would now like to offer a prayer for the world and everyone in it. As I pray, I hope you will feel inspired to do the same, pouring out your heart in gratitude for the countless blessings God has given you, and petitioning him to heal our hearts, our families, our societies, and the world at large. Our Father in heaven, as fellow passengers on thy planet Earth, we humbly pray unto thee. We thank thee for life and all that sustains life. We thank thee for the beauties of the earth, for order in the universe, the planets, stars, and all things of eternal significance. We thank thee for thy laws that protect and guide us. We thank thee for thy mercy and loving watch care. We thank thee for our families and loved ones who fill our lives with joy. We are grateful for all who are striving to combat the COVID pandemic. Please bless them with protection and inspiration. Wilt thou help us end this virus that has plagued so many of thy children? We thank thee for the leaders of nations and others who strive to lift us. We pray for relief from political strife. Wilt thou bless us with a healing spirit that unites us despite our differences? Wilt thou also help us repent from selfishness, unkindness, pride, and prejudice of any kind, so that we can better serve and love one another as brothers and sisters and as thy grateful children? We love thee, our dear Father, and pray for thy blessings upon us. In the name of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for listening. May God bless you, one and all.
A message of hope and healing for the world from President Russell M. Nelson of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Boyd Matheson is with me. And Boyd, your key takeaways.
You know, that power of gratitude is just so interesting, especially in the midst of really hard things. This was such a personal message from President Nelson, talking about the loss of his wife, the loss of two of his daughters to cancer. And even in the midst of all of that, to be able to say we're much better off counting our blessings than recounting our problems, I think was a really good message for the world today.
It was a wonderful message. And also, the hashtag you said is trending big time.
Yeah, the hashtag GiveThanks, President Nelson giving that challenge to use social media for a good purpose, to count your blessings and to give thanks and gratitude, is already trending on Twitter. And I imagine we'll see a lot of that, as he described it, as a wave flooding over the earth with gratitude and a positive feel. Again, this was such a personal message from President Nelson, again, not just to members of his faith, but to the entire world at a really critical time.
Boyd, thank you for spending a few minutes with us today.
Thanks, Maria.
And we'll check your traffic and weather coming up next.
Tuacon Amphitheater's upcoming 25th anniversary season will be the biggest Broadway season to ever hit our stage, with seven blockbuster musicals perfect for your entire family. Don't wait another minute. Tuacon Amphitheater's Black Friday sale is happening now. Wonder at the majesty of the canyon with all the Tuacon magic you expect, while you take in Broadway musicals such as Disney's Beauty and the Beast, Annie, School of Rock, and The Count of Monte Cristo. Or head into our air-conditioned indoor Hafen Theater to sing along with Smokey Joe's Cafe, Million Dollar Quartet, and A Christmas Story. Buy your 2021 season package now to save up to 40%. Then choose your dates later. You heard that right. Up to 40% off, but only through November 30th. Visit Tuacon.org to purchase your season package at the lowest price of the year now through November 30th. Treat yourself or someone you love with the gift that lasts all year. Visit Tuacon.org today.
Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Let's get the latest from Ricky Meese.
Well, the earlier accident we had northbound on I-15 just north of Riverdale Road blocking a left lane of traffic has cleared. We're just waiting for the delays it caused to also thin out. But all of your Salt Lake County freeways are in good shape. We do have one crash in the downtown area, 9th West, 100 North. Need new appliances? Visit Durden's Appliance on 5th South in Bountiful, where they meet any competitor's price. Try before you buy in 9 custom kitchens. Durden's, brands you know at prices you'll love. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines with Grant Wayman.
Cooler air started.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.